Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Scent. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the effortless workwear starter pack you need for curves. Workwear is about getting great basics and foundational items. You know, you really don't need a ton of clothes for work. You just need some items that can be kind of mixed and matched, and they're interchangeable. And just keep it simple. More importantly, you actually need them to fit.
Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around.
Okay, to start, you're going to focus on some items you need, just like your foundational items. And then you can build your wardrobe from there. So you want to be able to get dressed really quickly and easily. I'm going to go through what I feel like are the essentials you need that actually fit curves and that will help you just kind of have a wardrobe that's really functional. The first item is a button-up shirt. Okay, so you need a good button-up shirt. This is essential because it's something that's not trendy. It's not going to go out of style. You can wear it over and over again, but the key is you actually need one that fits, right? So that means no gaping, no like, you know, pulling at the buttons and that sort of thing. But at the same time, you don't want it oversized so this doesn't have that structure and doesn't fit you well. So you want a button-up shirt that can be tucked in or worn out and open if that's the style you want to go with. And once you find one like that, and I have one linked in my show notes for you, but once you find a buttoned up shirt that, you know, can do that, it gives you so many options. You can wear them with pants. You can wear a button up shirt with jeans or skirts. There's just so many different ways to style this item. Next up is a good pair of black pants. You just need one pair to get started, honestly. And then, you know, kind of build from there. But I have a few that I really like right now and some styles I think that you want to consider. So I do have one that I'm really into right now because it's so comfortable. It's a paper bag waist pair of pants with pockets. It's a pull-on style, which I love, and it hits right at the ankle. It's really stretchy. I also like a pair of pants I got from Spanx. They're a little more on the pricey side, but they are going to hold up and they look amazing on and they feel really comfortable. And they're also just a pull-on style. They have a slim style and then they also have some like kind of wide leg, you know, or flare style, I should say. They're both pull-on that look fantastic. The last style I feel like you want to consider for a pair of black pants is a wide leg pants. I think those are just a fun pair to have, and it can go really well with a fitted top. One hack I think you want to try is also getting a really good pair of black jeans. Okay, so you want them to be solid, no designs, really simple, like a real pure black pair of jeans, skinny style. So they can kind of be switched out for a pair of black pants and they're comfortable and they feel good, look good, that sort of thing. So I have a pair that I'm really into that I'm going to link in the show notes for you all as well. After that, a pleated skirt is a good choice. I like a midi length because it's a great option because there's more coverage. There's a lot of different ways you can wear it. And it just is a little more work appropriate, I think, if it's a midi length. And for those days, I think that you're feeling kind of whatever, a nice little pleated skirt and a top, you're going to feel a little just more dressed up and it might kind of brighten your day. After a pleated skirt, the next one I would say you want to try is a pencil skirt. I feel like a pencil skirt is just a great classic to have and it looks fantastic. So make sure the fit is appropriate for work though. So you don't want to be showing up with a really tight pencil skirt. It's not going to work. So you want it to be, a little bit looser, but not too loose. It looks sloppy. You want it to kind of skim your frame. And I think start with one in black. I have one in black, olive, and like a khaki kind of taupey color that I'll link in the show notes for you guys. But if you have those options or those colors, it just gives you lots of style options, like ways to put together outfits. The other one is a blazer. I feel like a blazer in varying lengths, it just depends on what kind of bottoms you have, but a standard blazer is just going to be a great wardrobe staple. I like mine to be not oversized style. I feel like oversized is a little hard to pull off sometimes when you have curves. So I want it to be where it's going to fit me right at the shoulders the right way and has some structure. And so that it just looks professional. Whatever you have under a blazer just looks a little bit more elevated with that structure of a blazer. And I think it just ties things together and anchors your look. So I think a blazer in black and a khaki color, and also you can get in white. I feel like those work really well. After that, I think you need a basic little top. So a mock turtleneck top is perfect because you can wear it on its own when it's warm, or you can add a blazer to just throw some pants on with it. Another item that I use a lot is kind of like this, V-neck sweater, like a thinner V-neck sweater or crew neck sweater that's long sleeve. But what I like about it being thin is that you can layer something on top of it, or you can wear it on its own. You could put the sleeves up a little bit. And so it allows you to wear it pretty much the whole year. And you can wear pants with jeans, with skirts. So all of the items I already mentioned, you could match with a V-neck or crew neck sweater. Another item that I think people don't mention enough is getting a set of good belts that are going to work for pants and skirts. Something that is going to work for jeans too. So you want to get a belt that's going to add some structure. And a belt can kind of like similar to a blazer, it can elevate an outfit, anchor it, bring it all together, and just create some structure. So I have my favorite belts that I can link for you all in the show notes. Another item to have is a pair of good flats in a neutral color and in black. I really like flats because they're comfortable, they're functional, so it's like looks appropriate for most work environments. I think about getting the flats in fabrics that are easy to clean, so that's going to be something that you can use over and over again. To continue, I think a good pair of heels is something you want to get. However, I want to go with lower heels just because it's more practical and I want to wear like closed toe as well. I feel like that's going to be more work appropriate and more versatile. So the basics with the heels is like I just make sure they're lower and that they're comfortable. I would go with getting a pair of black heels and a neutral colored one so that you can go with it can go with your lighter color outfits. Another item would be to get a basic tee in black, white, and cream, and kind of like a neutral color. And you make sure it skims your frame. You don't want it to be too tight. So a crew neck tee would be great for layering. Maybe you want to do something like a tee and jeans and a blazer, or a tee and a pair of black pads, and then you just add a couple accessories. So keeping it really simple. And then that way it's casual, comfortable, but you look clean and kind of put together. Lastly, you want a good pair of jeans. I keep saying good. You want a pair of jeans, a couple pairs of jeans that'll be good for work, that'll be appropriate for work, I should say. So what do I mean by that? Okay, so we don't want them to have designs, holes, look really faded. I would go with like a medium to dark wash. So you could have a medium wash. I have a pair I really, really like from Levi's in both a medium and a dark wash. I go with the skinny cut. You could go with the boot cut, but I feel like a skinny cut looks just nice and like clean. And I also go for a high rise, high to mid rise for coverage. And it just keeps your silhouette looking nice and clean. And I think with like a skinny style, then you can add a belt with the top and a blazer, and it just looks good. In terms of accessories, I'd go with a really simple necklace. Like I like gold necklaces with an initial on the pendant, or just things that are really dainty and simple. I would stay away from statement necklaces. I just feel like they're less versatile and people will remember when you wear them. So I would just go with like simple necklaces and maybe a pair of, little gold hoops or studs, something that you can wear over and over again that's fit, versatile, that just adds a little bit but doesn't try to, become the centerpiece of the outfit. All right, so that is what I think you're going to want to get to get started on your work wardrobe to have an effortless work wear starter pack for curves.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.